The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be with you. Hopefully, you'll be with me for the next hour. And joining me for the next few minutes, Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. How nice to hear your voice. Today is the first day we've had sunshine now in 8 days, which is so nice to see. And I'm very happy for that because today happens to be my wife Paula's birthday.
Wow.
So we're going to be celebrating it in many different ways. But the important thing is the sun came out. So that's a good sign for her, a good sign for me. And it should be a good sign for all the people living here in South Florida. I want to remind our listeners that if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, I did make the announcement that we will be opening the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on Monday, December 5th. And as the show goes on, I'm sure Janet will remind you to visit the website where you can view some of the pictures that have recently been taken from the store so you can see what you're going to be in for as a surprise to what we carry at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And just to take it one step further, the address to go to online is www.savealot, that's S-A-V-A-L-O-T, nutritioncenters.com. And there you will see the latest pictures taken of the store, of the merchandise we're going to be carrying. And that's only a small variety. As time goes on, we'll be adding a lot more pictures of some of the different products that we will be selling at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And keeping in mind that the EDLP slogan that we've adopted stands for everyday low prices, which you will find when you get to the store. And we encourage people to come with their iPads or phones or whatever they want to use to check prices of any competitor, anybody, anywhere in the country, because I know that our prices will be the lowest of either anywhere that you're going to find. The best value with the best companies. We only deal with national companies. We don't deal with obscure contract manufacturers that deal in unfamiliar products. Again, we only deal with name brand companies, as you'll find out when you visit the store and when you go online. So with that said, Janet, I know you have a lot of great information to share with our listeners this morning. And we will be listening here at the Save-A-Lot Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road, on 441 or State Road 7, however you like to see it. The Halloween store was jam-packed yesterday with last-minute shoppers in it. I don't think there's going to be anybody there this morning unless they're closing out the Halloween costume for people to buy for next year. But across from the Halloween store, you'll see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center sign, and that's where they're located. If anybody would like to stop in and look around, please feel free to do so. We welcome anybody that would like to check out the store before you start shopping there on Monday, December 5th, which is only a few short weeks away. So, Janet, I wish you a great show. We'll be listening intently with all the great information you want to share, and we'll speak again tomorrow.
Okay, it sounds like a plan. Sounds like so much is going on there at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I do hope people drop by just to get a little glimpse. If they aren't able to drop by, certainly they can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and see all those pictures documenting the progress at the store. Awesome, awesome progress. So, Al Foreman, I hope you have a wonderful day, very productive, as well as moving it even closer to that opening day. And that was Al Foreman, the founder of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And so lots of things going on there at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And if you would like to drop by, the address is 3105 North State Road 7. So just a little bit north of Northwest Medical Center and a half mile south of Sample Road. And all of you listeners, start spreading the news, as Frank Sinatra says every morning here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Start spreading the news. I have been getting texts and emails from people who are out of the area and very interested to hear what's going on at Save-A-Lot Nutrition, and people in the South Florida vicinity who certainly want to take part in all of those incredible savings. EDLP, remember that. Everyday low prices. So you can budget so much better, and your supplement budget doesn't have to break the bank. All right, so let's get talking a little bit about your health and the state of your health as it relates to nutrition, and possibly a little bit of information that you might not necessarily already know. And sometimes when I'm doing counseling with people, I tell them, well, pretty much everything I'm going to tell you, I bet you already know it. But what is my function in this discussion? It's giving you more reasons to pay attention to those things that you already know. Very specific reasons that relate to different aspects of your health that you might not necessarily have made that connection before. So, to start off the discussion today, I'm going to be talking about vitamin D. And you already know, well, vitamin D, I need to be taking D3. Lots of you know that. Not taking D2. Lots of you already know that. D2, the synthetic version, not so well utilized, as is D3, the more natural version, and the one that seems to do so many different functions. Why do you take vitamin D? Well, lots of people would answer that by saying, well, I need it so that I can metabolize the calcium that I take for my strong bones. And yes, that's a function of vitamin D. But also the vitamin D should be taken to metabolize calcium because in your gut, the presence of properly metabolized calcium has been shown to be critically important. That those people who are dealing with colon cancer, and keep in mind, that's one of the leading highest number of diagnoses in the United States and in the world of cancer, and that's colon cancer. And so the vitamin D3 helps to assure the presence of properly broken down calcium in your gut. And people who have been diagnosed with colon cancer, that's something that they know that they must pay very close attention to, making sure that their calcium level is good and making sure that it is properly metabolized. So you need to make sure that, yes, indeed, your calcium is taken along with other minerals. Also, that stomach acidity is very well supported, that you have a low pH in your stomach. Why? Because in order to break down minerals, that low pH is necessary, a very acidic body chemistry. So you think about all those people out there taking antacid products. Well, the story goes on. In addition to properly metabolizing the calcium, the vitamin D is also important for the background chemistry of your lower digestive tract. And this is from research done in Austria. High-dose vitamin D alters the gut microbiome. Okay, so we know that we're supposed to be taking the probiotics. We know that we are supposed to be taking fermented foods. We know that lots of vegetables would be very helpful in supporting fiber intake. So the probiotics, the fermented foods, and the fiber intake. But did we ever give really significant thought to the need for vitamin D for your microbiome? Okay, so they tested people for almost 2 months, and they gave them a dose that I am afraid to repeat on the air because it is so high. Pretty much always when I'm discussing nutrient supplementation with my clients, my preference is to take a look at their blood work and see what their vitamin D level might be. And the range for your vitamin D level, 30 to 100. And I tell people, if you get your vitamin D level between 70 and 80, I think you're good. If you have ever been diagnosed with a cancer of any type, go to a higher level of vitamin D. And keeping in mind that we know when your vitamin D level is very nicely supported, your risk of breast cancer is reduced and your risk of prostate cancer is reduced. So we understand that vitamin D, for some reason, has an impact on our hormone levels. So important. And the more we study vitamin D, the more we realize we must focus on that as a foundation of good health. Because you could be taking your probiotics, you could be taking your multivitamin, you could be taking all sorts of very much, very well documented, very well researched supplements. But if you have been neglectful of vitamin D, then all of those supplements might not be able to do their maximum benefit for your overall good health. So we have so much information about vitamin D. So this article goes on to say that during the study, samples were taken of stomach, intestines, colon, as well as stool samples before and after the testing period. And they also tested the profile of the bacteria that were present in the lower digestive tracts, in the guts of those people taking place in the study. And they investigated the genetic background. They investigated the T cells being critically important part of how your immune system was functioning. And they found out so much. But you know what? We're going to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. So you have to stay with me in order for me to finish all of this information that's going to be so supportive of your good health. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. I'll be right back. Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1000. 754-1655. 754-307-1655.
Want to keep up to date on progress? At Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, you can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking to you about such a simple, inexpensive, dramatically effective supplement that you could be taking. And you are missing out on so much if you are not being attentive to your vitamin D levels. As I mentioned, 30 to 100 is the range. You don't want to be at 31 or 32. You want to be way up there, 70, 80, fabulous, and reducing your risk of disease by supporting your vitamin D level. Okay, so during the trial, as I said, they did genetic sequencing of the different samples of the guts of the test participants. They measured T cell counts, and then what they were able to document were reductions in disease-producing bacteria. So here we have almost like an ongoing war, different factions fighting in our lower digestive tract when we take antibiotics, okay? The disease-causing bacteria in our guts tend to proliferate after the entire or most of the bacteria presence in your gut has been wiped out by the antibiotic. Very often the best rebound is with disease-causing bacteria. So these subjects taking very high doses of vitamin D showed that they had reductions in disease-producing bacteria and increased diversity in gut bacteria. So listen to this. Dr. David Perlmutter, who is absolutely incredible with the research and information that he brings to the interested listeners about health. Remember that he is a retired neurologist, so he has very much the connection between your gut and your brain, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But he also has gone on to produce a whole profile of beneficial supplements for specific bacterial support, gut bacteria support. Okay, so in the lectures and education seminars that he does, he talks about the incredible need for diversity and that unfortunately because of our very constricted diets, our diets not being very comprehensive, taking foods from so many different aspects. And unfortunately that we do take in foods that have been exposed to antibiotics, exposed to chemicals, exposed to fungicides, pesticides, and so on, as well as foods that have been exposed to hormones, antibiotics, all of that, that whole profile seems to be a reason for reducing the diversity of the bacteria found in our guts, and that diversity is a critically important aspect of developing high quality immune response activity. Okay, so he has a little bit of information that he presents in his lectures about African villagers who live in a situation that from our Western standards, we might say, sanitation, the hygiene is not what we would expect. However, what do these African villagers have? They have incredible diversity, three times the diversity typically found in a Westerner. The diversity of their microbiome is usually about three times that. What does that diversity translate to? It translates to enhanced immune function. It's interesting because now there's more and more information coming out that if we have an overuse of those antibacterial hand sanitizers, if we have an overuse of bacteria killing substances, that our immune systems get highly sensitized and overreactive and don't work the way a balanced immune system is meant to work. So what is the bottom line in that education from Dr. David Perlmutter with regard to gut microbiome? Okay. Diversity, where does it come from? It comes from being exposed to a wide range of different bacteria and fiber. So high quality fiber as an ongoing presence in your diet. And the bottom line, enhanced immunity. Okay, so what happened with the research from Austria? They discovered that high-dose vitamin D increased immunity in the gut. The vitamin D modulated the gut microbiome in the upper gastrointestinal tract, and that was an explanation for why there was so much of a positive influence on GI diseases. GI diseases like IBS, different bacterial infections, you know, the SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. You want to take care of that? Yes, you should be taking your probiotics, but as that fundamental underlying support for your immune system, vitamin D. Now, as I said, when I do counseling with people, I suggest if their vitamin D level is, let's say, 40 or under, they might want to be taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D. So very, very interesting, because this article reporting the research in Austria, unfortunately, it doesn't give any information about what was the outcome with regard to vitamin D blood levels after the 2 months or so of this research study. It just gives the information about the dose that these people were taking. That dose being extremely high, a dose that I would probably be in agreement with if their vitamin D levels were, let's say, 15, 18, significantly under 30, 30 being the absolute lower cutoff. And so here's all of these people. They're taking the high dose vitamin D. They absolutely benefited from the high dose vitamin D. Their immune system benefited. Their diversity of microbiome was enhanced. So lots and lots of really good information. And keeping in mind that I said, you want to reduce your risk of developing breast cancer, take vitamin D. You want to reduce your risk of ever developing prostate cancer, take vitamin D. Optimize your vitamin D level. And you, can I say, I guarantee it? Absolutely not, because we don't know what all of the other aspects of your health picture, your diet, your genetic makeup, we just don't know all of that. But reducing risk, that talks to me. I'm all about reducing risk. Okay, so I told you that Dr. David Perlmutter was a retired neurologist, and after using a diverse array of treatments for his patients and making some serious breakthroughs with neurodegenerative diseases. Where has Dr. Perlmutter turned his attention? To the development of supplements that are above and beyond what many people find in the marketplace. And so he has a line of superior probiotics. Now, here's the connection with regard to the probiotics. You're going to be able to use the vitamin D a little bit more efficiently because it's going to be supportive of diversity, that diversity of disease-resistant bacteria in your lower digestive system. Why is that so important, and how does it relate to Dr. Perlmutter's previous life as a neurologist? Vitamin D, there's really incredible research with regard to vitamin D and dementia. So like I said, you want to reduce your risk of breast cancer and prostate cancer? You want to enhance your immune system? Do you want to reduce your risk of dementia? I don't know anybody who would say no to that offer. Low levels of vitamin D have been associated with an increased risk of developing not only Alzheimer's disease, but other related forms of dementia. So, there are so many different research studies that have shown that connection. People with vitamin D levels under 25 were twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's disease or dementia. So, where's this study coming from? Okay, well, the study was a very well-organized study out of California, but what did they say at the end of the study? It was only observational. We can't really report this. We can't really tell people that if they take their vitamin D, their dementia risk is reduced. We have to do more research. What do we see time and time and time again with medical research if it relates to a nutrient? Well, we're really not sure that it had to do with that particular vitamin or mineral or amino acid. We have to do more research. So, when we come back, I will give you some more research about low levels of vitamin D and how inexpensive, how easy to use the vitamin D for so many beneficial effects on your whole body, your well-being. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be right back after these messages. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
You can find out more about the Save A Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAV-A-LotNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And did you hear the opening date? December 5th. So mark your calendars, because it's sure to be a very exciting opening day. And keeping in mind that EDLP is the watchword at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. EDLP stands for Everyday Low Prices. I know I'm counting on those everyday low prices. You can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441 in Margate, and it is a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. So you can go to SAVALOT Nutrition Centers .com, and you will be able to see lots of pictures about the progress being made at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. December 5th, that's the day. Mark your calendars. And, of course, I'll be there. So happy to see so many of my acquaintances from over the years of doing nutrition counseling here in South Florida. Looking forward to it. Exciting times. Okay, I'm talking about vitamin D and dementia. There were over 1,600 patients that were individuals, participants in this study, and they were both men and women. The average age was 73, and they studied their they took their vitamin D levels, and they studied this group for over 5 years. And over 5 years, 171 of the participants out of more than 1,600 developed Alzheimer's disease. So 25 to 50 of them had their vitamin D level was 25 to 50, and they had a 50% higher risk. So 25 to 50 doesn't exert that protective influence that you're looking for, doesn't give you that immune system benefit, doesn't give you that diversity of microbiome that Dr. David Perlmutter talks about. And those people who had under 25 as a measurement of their vitamin D levels in their blood, they were twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's or dementia. So here's my deal. If your vitamin D level is 40 or under, start with 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. Then after about 3 months, you might measure your vitamin D level again and see that you're moving in the right direction. If you've reached your goal and you are now at between 70 and 80, you might do the 10,000 three times a week. If your vitamin D level is between 50 and 60, what you can do is take 10,000 one day, 5,000 the next day. And once again, after 2 to 3 months, you want to go and measure your vitamin D level and see if you're moving in the right direction. And if your vitamin D level is 60 or above, 5,000 a day should do the job. But remember that you should be checking your vitamin D levels. I'm going to say probably every 6 months or so. So your goal is keep that vitamin D level in between 70 and 80. Okay, you're just going to do so much for your good health by supporting vitamin D. All right, there's a really interesting article, and it's talking about trust of the supplement industry. Because so many times you might read in mainstream media that, oh, well, this particular vitamin didn't have what it said it had on the label, and so we should throw all of our supplements away. Sometimes there's information about Well, certain types of vitamins. I remember one from the late 90s that said if you took beta-carotene, you had an increased risk of dying. But keeping in mind that the people taking part in that study were gentlemen over the age of 50, I believe, who were smokers and alcoholics. So the beta-carotene, and I do believe the beta-carotene might have been synthetic rather than natural beta-carotene, so it's not going to do a whole lot. And keeping in mind as well that we don't want to take nutrients in isolation. The way they work in our bodies should be the way food works in our bodies, connected with a variety of different minerals, fibers, fats, that synergy is crucially important. It is not a drug. When you're taking a supplement, you're taking something to support nutrient status, not a drug to specifically alter how your body responds to a specific symptom. Okay, so 170 million of us are taking our supplements every day. That's pretty good news. I think we're going to stay a little healthier than the rest of the crowd, but keep in mind the quality of what you're taking is so important, and that's one of the things that you can rely on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. First of all, you can come and talk to me because I will give you the guidance to find the specific product that you will get the best benefit from. Every one of us, we're all different, so certain choices are more appropriate than others. So you can find the right multivitamin. Now, something that just makes my heart stop beating for a split second, some of the multivitamins that I see people bring to me that they're using. And so what I'm going to tell you to do is reach into your cabinet where you're keeping your multivitamin, take a look at that label. And I'm not necessarily even looking at the nutrient content, just outside of the nutrient level information box. What you want to look at, other ingredients. Are you swallowing polyethylene glycol every day? Might there be artificial colors in your multivitamin? Are you swallowing talc every day? Are there very multi-syllabic words in there that you really haven't ever seen in a food before? Maybe it's time to take a look at those ingredients and say, no, I don't want to be swallowing that chemical soup. I want something that really is going to be supporting my body rather than taking energy away. And that's what happens. You take energy away from your body when you consume things that are full of chemicals. Those chemicals have to be broken down and processed out of your body. Your liver and kidneys are under stress. They have to work harder. So you really do owe it to yourself to take a look at your multivitamin, the other ingredients. One of the first things that I look at in a multivitamin is the vitamin E. Does it say D-L-alpha-tocopherol or does it say D alpha tocopherol? If it says DL, it's synthetic and you absorb about 5% of the label dose. And it doesn't do all of the wonderful things that vitamin E is able to do. So what are the main supplements that most Americans are taking? They're taking their multivitamins. Vitamin D seems to be the second on the list that so many people have gotten the message that vitamin D is really important, and important in ways that we're only beginning to find out. And vitamin C, multi, vitamin D, vitamin C. Okay, so here's one that disturbed me in the list. Most of the Americans are taking calcium. And that's just fine if you're taking a specific bone-building formula that is very well balanced with magnesium, digestive enzymes, a very comprehensive profile of ingredients in addition to the calcium. Because if you're taking the calcium alone, that can be problematic. It's certainly been in the news over the past month or so that calcium can be contributing to that atherosclerotic plaque that we've been told we must take cholesterol-lowering drugs for. And indeed, where's that plaque coming from? Unmetabolized calcium, free radical damage done to different cells. So you really do want to assess the need for calcium. So go to your blood work. That's a simple thing. In your blood work, you will see calcium, and the range is 8.6 to 10.4. And it's interesting because the top number used to be 10. Then it was 10.2. Then it was 10.3. Then it was 10.4. So here's my bottom line. If your calcium's over 10, please don't take a calcium supplement. You might think about taking a very good digestive enzyme to keep that high acidity in your stomach. A very low pH equals high acidity, and when you have that in your upper digestive tract, you're able to metabolize minerals very well. And that's what you want to do with the minerals. You want them broken down properly so they can be delivered and utilized by the cells in the proper way. So if you take a look at your calcium supplement and it says calcium carbonate and there's some color on that and maybe some dextrose or other ingredients that really are not going to be very supportive of actually delivering the calcium to your bone cells, take a look. If you are calcium level is over 10 and you've got arthritis, what is making your joint so inflamed and swollen and uncomfortable? Calcium deposits. Unmetabolized calcium deposited in inflamed areas, making that joint function even less efficient and certainly painful. So be really careful with your calcium. B complex and individual B vitamins, very important. And that was on in the top five on the list of the supplements that Americans are taking. So folate, B12, so important. Very, very helpful for supporting longevity, supporting energy, supporting the ability of red blood cells to function well. And B complex. You need that diverse microbiome in order to get those B vitamins where they need to go throughout your body, as well as supporting your energy levels, supporting your mood. So helpful across the board. So high quality B complex. And you want to remember the way to choose those high quality B complex. Make sure that the form of the Bs that you're consuming every day are the coenzymated forms. So you're going to get the most out of your B complex if you choose a coenzymated version of the B complex. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be back with more right after these messages. Stay tuned. Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, Speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Lots of good news here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. December 5th is the day we've all been waiting for. So mark your calendars. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will be open for business December 5th. Okay. You can find out about what is happening at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. You can find out by visiting their Facebook page. So you can keep up to date with ongoing events at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center by visiting Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's Facebook page, as well as finding the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center if our directions haven't been good enough about just north of the Northwest Medical Center, in the Penn Dutch Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. If that hasn't been enough for you, because sometimes a GPS with the address 3105 North State Road 7 might lead you astray, but you can find us on Google Maps. So Facebook, Google Maps, and of course, tuning in every day at 10 o'clock to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Okay, so I was talking about the 170 million Americans who are taking supplements, and what are the top five that they're taking? And why are they taking them? They want overall good health. So might they have a suspicion that we are exposed to a lot of things in our daily routines, exposed to things in our environment, in our foods, that might not necessarily be supportive of our overall good health? And the way to short circuit those negatives, enhanced nutrient status. And what might have sufficed 25, 30, 50 years ago no longer does the job. So we need high quality nutrients, and we might not necessarily be getting that 100% from our diet. So what is the watchword at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center? Organic food. The team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is going to be reading the small print to make sure that you are provided with the highest quality all organic foods, as well as the highest quality nationally known supplement brands. Okay, so overall health, we're supporting it. Energy. Well, when your nutrient status is optimized, your energy follows. When your microbiome has become diversified because of the high quality foods and vitamin D that you're consuming, you certainly are going to be able to metabolize your food so very well. Your cells are having access to all of the substances, the nutrient substances they need to function, delivered in a way that is usable and that translates to excellent energy. So one of the things of the responses this 170 million Americans are making to the inquiry about why they're taking their supplements, they want to fill in lapses in their diets. So many of us are recognizing that we are not necessarily consuming everything we need over the course of, let's say, a week in order to maintain optimal health. The focus is on immune health. And again, we are overwhelmed with headlines in the media with regard to Zika virus, Ebola outbreaks, a variety of different threats to our good health. And how do we address that superior immune response? Not overactive immune response, which would put you in a poor health situation, but the proper immune response, and that is supported by good nutrition. Your bones. Oh, so many of the respondents with regard to this study were very concerned about the state of their bones because they have been frightened by the medical community that they are going down that path to osteopenia and osteoporosis, that they will have to deal with a broken hip, and you might have that broken hip even if you don't fall down. So what are some of the suggestions that I make? You want to work on balance. That's an exercise that a lot of times I demonstrate for the people who come to see me for a nutrition counseling session. I show them how to work on very easy exercises to enhance your balance. Some very important information for maintaining bone density. There's Ipraflavone, there's vitamin D, there's magnesium, there's vitamin K. So many different ways to maintain the delivery of high quality minerals to your bones so you maintain bone density. Okay. Know the difference between a T-score and a Z-score. Keeping in mind that you are exposing yourself to radiation during bone density testing. So you don't necessarily want to be doing it on a yearly basis. If you are at risk, you might want to be doing it every 2 years, but the exposure to radiation can be a problem. The delivery of the information in the form of a T-score, which is comparing your bone density to a 25-year-old, the difference with a Z-score is it is an age match comparison. So important to know what kind of information you are getting from your bone density scan. Also important to go to the same technology year after year when you go for a bone density scan. Very important to be doing exercise. Very important to be avoiding sugar. Two of the things, if you are lacking in exercise, you are at risk of losing bone density. If you are taking in too much sugar, you are at risk for losing bone density. People are so concerned about their hearts. And once again, nutrients can provide so much support to a healthy heart and healthy circulatory system. The number one killer here? Okay, yeah. But are we changing the numbers by taking all of those statin drugs, all of those cholesterol-lowering approaches? Is that translating to a benefit, reducing our risk of heart attack and heart disease? I don't think so. So the nutrients that are supporting the health of your heart, high quality essential fatty acids, omega-3s, EPA and DHA, very, very helpful. so important to be controlling your blood pressure with magnesium and that essential fatty acid profile. So many different ways that we are focusing on supporting our good health by using supplements. Healthy immune system, healthy energy, anti-aging, skin, hair, nails. Oh, by the way, I will be speaking with Tim Mount. We're going to be talking about collagen, skin, hair, and nails, and your joints. Fabulous information coming up. And you've been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I've been talking to you about all the benefits associated with shopping at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, EDLP. You won't break the bank with your supplement purchases because you will find everyday low prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Follow us on Facebook, find us on Google Maps, and you can find us 3105 North State Road 7. Keeping in mind, the store will be open Monday through Saturday. Sundays will be closed. And December 5th is the magic day. December 5th, 9 in the morning, doors open. So make sure that you keep up to date with the progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I will be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you then.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.